Yes, we thank everybody for showing up, coming, and being part of our series on miseducation versus true education in the African-American community, in the world at large, and at every aspect that is possible. We've been studying and reading and documenting different areas of miseducation versus true education. We're on our last part of this series for this month that just finished. This will be number four. So we'll have different series and different parts. We're having some on the Bible, on the history of the Bible. We can cover the kings, we can cover the history of the Bible, of where we've been miseducated, in reference to who are the people of Yahweh, who are the Hebrews, who are the Israelites, not Jews, but Jews is a religion. Remember, it's not a race, even though people are trying to make it appear as a race. It's a religion, just like Catholicism is a religion, Protestantism is a Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, all of that. Rastafarian, all of those are religions. We're talking about a race of people that the Bible is talking about. So we cover some of that before, and we'll cover more of that as we study the Bible. We'll be able to see some of these things stand out, how the Bible is used as white supremacy teachings and pictures. But in reality, it's an African book, and it's really a shame that an African book has been changed into a European book to misrepresent the truths and the ideas of the people and who they are in the past and who they are today. Today, also through this series, this is in reference to miseducation. We will be studying one on health. We'll be covering the nine laws of health, which talks about new start, N, the K for new, is knowledge, N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water. And the word start is S for sunlight, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest, for trust in divine power. So that's we'll be covering that in the weeks to come. We'll also be covering last day events. Or what does the Bible say about last day events? We have lots of information on last day events as it relates to the current events that are transpiring around us from day to day. You can visit my website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. No spaces in between any of that. In there, you will be able to see lots of information on last day events. We cover the rapture. What is the rapture? We cover the second coming. We cover Yahweh's calendar, as it relates to the feast days and how they relate to the Messiah's first coming and his second coming. We cover other information in reference to the kings of Israel and how they were ruled over, the prophets, and who was who. And when you're reading the books of the Old Testament, of what time frame you're in, because that becomes important as we study the history, the true historical representation of people in the Bible. There's people, where they were and what their locations, what color they were, what heritage they were, is all important. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be lied to of who they really were, even though they might tell us none of that's important. Well, if it's not important, why are you miseducating us on it? Why are you teaching a lie? So obviously, it must be important to somebody, for someone to go to these extreme lengths to keep it covered up from us. We'll also have in the last day, Vince, we talk about the seals, the seven seals, seven trumpets of the book of Revelation, the seven last plagues. We talk about Daniel 7. We talk about the book of Daniel 12. We talk about Isaiah. We study some of the major minor prophets. So there's lots of material, lots of things that we can cover over this time frame that we will be interacting with you. We're not sure which areas we will cover first at this point, but if you have a suggestion of the ones that we just listed, of which ones you might want to hear next month, or the next months to come, you can email us. Just visit our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Once you're there, it'll say email us, and you just click there and send us an email of what areas you would be interested in studying more of. And as you, if you like what we're saying or not like what we're saying, you can take your feedback one way or another, good or bad. Okay, so let's have a word of prayer to start off with. Oh, Creator of the universe, Master, we just ask for you to lead, guide us, and strengthen us, open our hearts, minds, and souls so we might be able to understand what's going on around us. Help us that we might awake out of this sleep, this darkness that has filled the earth and the gross darkness, thy people. We just ask for clarity of mind and soul. Help us when we go through cleansing programs. Help us to understand your purposes and how you can reveal yourself to us. Speak through me to the people. Open their hearts and minds that they might be able to perceive what you would like to communicate to them. Amen. Okay, so we've been talking about propaganda, a propaganda battle, as it is outlined in the Walk Through the 21st Century by Bill Moyers, that video series. It becomes really important that we understand what he was saying. Well, we're going to take a few minutes there and just go over a little bit. What is the purpose? Okay, the purpose is to set, how do you set the script for propaganda? Well, first of all, you get the youth. That's when you get it. You get it when they're young. So if you can brainwash them when they're young, you got them through all their life. Some say that, you know, Catholics say, give me your child till they're 12 and they'll be a Catholic till they die. Hey, that's the true statement. Hey, give anybody your children when they're youth. That's what during World War II, that's what Hitler wanted to do. And that's why he trained the kids and trained them that they even turned in their parents. Wow, that's deep. The people that are comforting you to brought you here and the people that actually surround you and feed you every day, you would turn them in because you believe some nonsense of what the state is about. And so that's what it is today. We believe that. We do that. We have turned ourselves into our youth, into handing over them to the miseducation media conglomerate and education system of curriculum. They're educating us to propagate their propaganda, because they are the propagandists and we are their voices. And we, by not knowing, re-educating our youth in this white supremacy ideology and also in true education. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing, they say simplify a complex thing that the most ignorant can understand. That is the secret of propaganda. So they repeat it, so they give it to you. They give it to you in your smallest form so that the youth can understand, the most ignorant can, anybody and everybody can understand it, accept it, and feed it into their brain, into their very cells, into their very emotion, because it molds shapes attitudes and molds behavior. Remember that. So that's what they're doing. They're shaping us and molding us, youth. And that's why they want your kids in pre-kindergartens and so forth, so that you can get this miseducation and propaganda, such that you'll come to the point that you say it doesn't matter. And that's what many people say. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter that you're being brainwashed. No, it doesn't matter. What matters? What matters is that we be obedient to the state and to the church. That's all that matters. So they're really missing the picture. Or social engineering. So what else is needed in this script? What is this situation? Number three is to repeat it every day. You hear that? So how are you going to repeat it every day? By sending you to school every day, reading it in the textbook, reading it in your Sunday school lesson, reading it in your Sabbath school lesson, hearing it on TV, hearing it on the radio, seeing it on TV, seeing it in the movies, hearing it in the movies, such that every avenue that is possible through symbols and through ideas, it is being permeated through your very being and your very essence. Such that you don't even perceive that anything is going on. Very interesting. Have them, and number four, is have them believe the big lie, not the small lie. See, that's the other key. Have them believe the big lie. Wow. Then you got them on your ship. And your ship is sinking. But you're telling them the ship is going through. No matter what, the ship is going through. Why? Because Jesus is on the ship. Really? I don't think so. And this ship has holes, even though, mind me, holes it got. Just stay on the ship. Don't you grab one of the life rafts. Don't you jump off this ship. That's what they're saying in the church and in the state. It's this church and state conglomerate, even though they believe in saying that the church is separate from the state. Really? So then why do we both teach white supremacy in both areas? Okay? So, think about it. Number five, people always want to hear things that are agreeable with them and give them pride. So that's what white supremacy does. It inspires awe and inspires all of these things. And so you'll constantly see in the movies now and around this time of the year, you'll see all of these movies about Noah and about the Son of God and the Passion of Christ and all of these things about the Holocaust, and also so that you can develop a pride and sympathy for white supremacy. That's all it's about. And so as you develop this, then what do you develop in reference to the real people? The people who have really done the work. People who are really, the book is talking about and all that. What does it happen to? So then you, number six is to, while you create a lie and create pride in one group of people, then while you're doing that, then you depress others. So people of color, you depress. Keep them down. Y'all haven't accomplished a thing. And that's what is being propagated through the media, through TV, through the curriculum of our school books and everything else. Well, we might have a black president, but they hate his guts. So that doesn't mean a thing. So we have to think about it. Have to understand what's going on and how we might be able to move to the next level. So remember, think about it, and we'll take a break at the moment and come right back from our sponsors.
The power of the word. Everyday Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
School of Thought for Successful Living from Dr. Hana Josue is an interactive and engaging program that will take its audience on a journey of self-discovery on how to navigate everyday life using biblical principles. As a life and business etiquette coach, Dr. Josue has learned that there are many levels to what we call life. Life etiquette is about learning the types of laws that govern the different dimensions of life. Her passion is based in the word to empower others to learn these laws and to reveal to them how to live their lives and fulfill their purpose. Join Dr. Josue every first and fourth Thursday of every month, beginning March 27, 2014, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the School of Thought for Successful Living on the Power of One Radio.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue. There's nothing funny about it. That's why New Start Living, in conjunction with Power of One Ministries, fund Project Cleanup, an effort to help our communities with hygiene baskets for those who are in need. This project runs from the last Saturday in September through the last Saturday in February. Yes, that's during the holiday season, the season of giving. If you would like more information on how to get Project Cleanup in your community, please drop us a line at www.newstartliving@gmail.com or fvp@thepowerofoneministries.us. In these last days before the Savior returns, everybody is going to need help, and that help starts with you.
We thank everybody for coming back to hear what we're covering here in propaganda, miseducation, brainwashing techniques that are being used across the world. We hope everyone is getting the appreciation and understanding of how and why propaganda is being used today in our midst. Well, what we like to do now is we went over the six steps that the propagandists use to write a script, the people he's trying to reach. Because if you remember correctly, The propagandist only cares if it works. That's all that matters. Not whether it is true, but whether it moves someone to act. And that's the whole key. Getting people to move and to act and react. The aim of a propagandist is to create attitude and mold behavior. It was to inspire awe and obedience from the common folk. We owe the actual work to the church, to those cardinals who in 1622 organized to carry the missionary work in the name of the congregation for the propagation of the faith. What faith are you propagating? Really? That is a question that should be asked by every one of us. Well, we read also last time, we ended with, what is miseducation? Well, we found out it is in fact a sequence of slavery, a sequel to slavery. That means it's equal with slavery. That means it is a form of slavery, of the mind. It has been made possible by our system of miseducating innocent people. So we have a system in America and in the Western world of brainwashing and miseducating the masses. You know, some people say, well, everybody does it. They do it in Russia, they do it in Europe, they do it. Everybody does it, that's what they say. But I don't believe all that nonsense. But most of the world does with their sophisticated propagandics machine, the TV, the radio, and all of that. Yes, I could agree that that's what people do when they have the upper hand. So it was a system. It's not an accident. It's a system of intentionally miseducating innocent people. So people who are part of this don't even know that they are brainwashing their own kids, brainwashing their own neighbors, brainwashing themselves and their children in the name of whatever you want to call it, the state or the church. Remember, when we talk about Catholicism, when we talk about Protestantism, and when we talk about these different fractions of the same white supremacist viewpoint, everything centers around them, from the people to every act and thought. So this is not by accident. This is intentional miseducating innocent people who do not know what is happening to them. So how many of us really know what is happening to us? Really? That is not good. It is so subtle that men have propagated and participated in promoting it without knowing what they are doing. So we are doing things that we don't even have no clue of its ramification. Zero. Now this is can be found in the book, The Miseducation of the Negro, by Carter G. Woodson. That's what I am quoting from. You can give our book, or you can go up on the website and see, and get the book yourself. So this is very serious. Okay, but what does that mean? What does these two sentences mean? Okay, what does it mean today? It means, my understanding, interpretation of these two sentences, is that this is a self-perpetuating system. Self-perpetuating. You don't have to do anything to keep the system of white supremacy going. You just let it be, and it will exist. You just let the system keep rolling, as they say, like a factory, like wheels that just keep turning. And all it does is just keep turning, and it will turn you into hating your own self while loving slave master. Interesting. So this is a self-perpetuating system of control. What do they do? Controlling us. And how have they done that? They hijacked true education. That's what they did. They know everybody has to go K through 12, so they just hijacked it. They say, okay, that's the system we put everybody through, so we will hijack it and take it over. And that's what they did. They took, hijacked it and brought in white supremacy. That's it. That's all you're being taught. How to perpetuate the system and continue the system of existence. Now, we know that the system is unfair. How could 13% of the population be filling over 50% of the jail? How have people been able to let their minds get into a position of that? Before the civil rights movement, when we were fighting for our rights, that wasn't the situation. Okay, so what has happened to us? Well, we were educated side by side by them, and now they hijacked true education and replaced it with miseducation. So everyone is being miseducated. They use what? How do they trick us in? They use accreditation. And our curriculum system to enslave people's minds. So you create, if everybody got to go from K through 12 and now preschool, so you know you got them for at least 12, 13 years. Okay. So if you can design the system of education to only propagate what you wanted to propagate, then there you go, you got it nailed down. And so that means for at least 12 years, they got you. Lock, stock, and barrel. And they said that you got to go to accredited schools. Really? Yes. Accredited schools. And then, guess what? Who feeds this material to these churches and this curriculum to the school systems? These same people. It doesn't matter if you're at school or not. It's all white supremacy. It's the same doctor. So they're teaching it, and then you have to be accredited, and then your church has to be approved. And then they say from the top down that they will say this, you help this. So this is a very systematic, very organized system of brainwashing. Enslaving people's minds. And you think that accreditation means that you get better education. These accredited schools ain't got no good education. They tell you that homeschoolers get more better results than these accredited schools. Okay, so that's nonsense. But they scare you into, oh, you're going to church. Oh, you're going to a church. Oh, you're going here. They just scare you so that you can obey master. That's what it's all about. So, they use accreditation and our curriculum to enslave minds. This mental and spiritual slavery we find ourselves in today is equal to and something worse than slavery of our forefathers a little less than 150 years ago. So why do you think that this is worse than slavery? Well, in slavery you had chains and you knew that you was enslaved. And so you could say, Master, let me go. You could say, I'm going to run away from Master. You can say, you could be a field slave or a house slave, and you could determine that you're just going to, a house slave just says, hey, I like it here. I love Master. And so that's what the educate system is for you, to love Master. And you never want to let Master go. No matter how pretty bad he treats you, oh, where am I going to go? Who else is going to go? What church can I go to? What group can I go to? What school can I go to? And that's all you complain about. That's all they tell you. So that once you get involved, you are hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. Because the slave knew he was in slavery, and he broke those chains when he could. We are in mental slavery and we don't even know. So we don't want to break our slave master's hold because we don't know no other way than to obey the system. We have no clue of what could be done and what should be done. So we'll take another break at this time. Listen to our sponsors.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
School of Thought for Successful Living from Dr. Hana Josue is an interactive and engaging program that will take its audience on a journey of self-discovery on how to navigate everyday life using biblical principles. As a life and business etiquette coach, Dr. Josue has learned that there are many levels to what we call life. Life etiquette is about learning the types of laws that govern the different dimensions of life. Her passion is based in the word to empower others to learn these laws and to reveal to them how to live their lives and fulfill their purpose. Join Dr. Josue every first and fourth Thursday of every month, beginning March 27, 2014, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the School of Thought for Successful Living on the Power of One Radio.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue. There's nothing funny about it. That's why New Start Living, in conjunction with Power of One Ministries, fund Project Cleanup, an effort to help our communities with hygiene baskets for those who are in need. This project runs from the last Saturday in September through the last Saturday in February. Yes, that's during the holiday season, the season of giving. If you would like more information on how to get Project Cleanup in your community, please drop us a line at www.newstartliving@gmail.com or SVP at thepowerofoneministries.us. In these last days before the Savior returns, everybody is going to need help, and that help starts with you.
Yes, thank everybody for coming back to our little study here as we try to perceive what is going on and how to best address it and how to move forward. Okay, we've been reading and looking at how accreditation, curriculum, self-perpetuated system of control, hijacking true education, all of these terminologies we have been talking about. And we found out that all of this became possible under our system of learning and education. And less on in media, which is in reality the miseducation of the masses. So they're just miseducating everybody across the board. So they make European history like number one is it's all beautiful civilization and everything came from them. And people of color civilizations are afterwards, and African culture, the lighter you are, the whiter you are. So it's like this is a caste system that we have. Whites are placed on top, the yellow, anybody that's close to that, you know, you're placed next to it, and the Arabs and so forth, and you know, people of color, and you know, but they still look at themselves as high. And people are trying to reach to become Caucasians, such that to the point that you have white African, black Africa, the Arabs moving what they call white Africa, thinking they're white. Really? They're not white. They're not going to ever accept you as white. Okay? And Asia and so forth. And then you have what they call the black people who are in Africa itself, where all civilization started. And they're constantly trying to manipulate things and history to tell us everything started with the Greeks and all of this nonsense. And not, it started in Egypt and started, the Bible started back in the in history in what we call the Garden of Eden, which was in Africa. The word Eden in Africa was synonymous back in those days. And how these people who were the Bible talks about are never depicted as who they really are. And so people think that that's okay, because it's all right to believe a lie that we might be damned because we love not the truth. People don't understand that. So through this, as we said, this all became possible under our system of learning and education and media, which is in reality the miseducation of the mass. How? Through social engineering. How many of us know about social engineering? Y'all know about engineering, how you engineer a car to work and run control, you know, feedback loops such that the car can be on autopilot, airplanes on autopilot, cars on cruise control, all of these different things. And that's what we're placed on in our system that they have set up with the books and curriculum and the teaching and the degrees and so forth, so that you can continually perpetuate this system of social engineering. It trains, how does this system of social engineering work? It trains the innocent people to get degrees in education and in areas of masking and psychologically brainwashing the kids. It's not in the sciences. See, science and mathematics, they can't trick you with it, such that you can learn about science and mathematics to help you think, versus you repeat after me, you know, Simon says, you know, do this, say that. And that's basically what they're doing. They quote each other. That's the key of this thing. You quote each other. So, you know, you just keep quoting the lie, and the lie gets bigger, and everybody keeps amplifying the lie, which makes no sense, except that you're using it to train people innocently, of brainwashing. It trained innocent people to get degrees in its areas of education and liberal arts, and those who do not really know what is happening to them until it is too late. So you teach history the way they tell you to teach it. They tell you to teach scripture and Bible the way they tell you to teach it, and what books to use and so forth, and Sunday school lesson. And so I've even run across people that say, yeah, man, your books are good, man, especially for the kids. I used it, man. And the boys, man, black boys, oh, man, now, man, now they want to study, they want to learn, want to develop. And they didn't before. So we know that this system that they have locked down, that they don't even allow you to even teach what you think is right. Then why are you in here? Because you thought that you can educate and free the people, but instead we find out that our kids aren't learning, they're not. All of this stuff is still going on. So we have to get a new system of unlearning, not this social engineering that has been going on for centuries. Okay? But when it's too late, they realize it with these degrees. It is so subtle and imperceptible. You can hardly see it. It's so secretive. It's like smoke and mirrors. Such that you're just dodging it left and right. And we participating and promoting social engineering without even knowing that we're promoting social engineering. That we are socializing the youth, the children, ourselves into believing a lie. And then after you spend all the years getting these degrees and working on it and pulling this together, and then you find out all of this, and you say, oh my goodness, my brother, what am I supposed to do? After receiving so many degrees in education, in liberal arts, we hate to hear and find out that we are part of the problem. When we wanted to join the system so that we can solve the problem, we are the problem. Perpetuating their curriculum, we're perpetuating their propaganda, their propagation of their faith. And we get a chance to teach in Sunday school, Sabbath school, and we're still promoting the miseducation of people. After receiving so many degrees in education, liberal arts, we hate to hear and find out that we are part of the problem innocently. Not knowing. Most are not conscious enough to figure out how to get out of this present day dilemma. So this series and these studies that we have in the webpage was all designed to overthrow that system of social engineering, to create a new curriculum. So if you go out there, you will check out the books. That'll be new curriculums that you can use for your Sunday school lessons, Sabbath school lessons, whatever. For your history in your classroom. So there's lots of books, lots of materials that can be there. And we realized the curriculum had to be changed. We realized all these things. So we just tell you, go out there and check them out. www.peopleofcolor1.com, the numeric number 1.com. Like I said so many times, with no spaces. Check it out. You will be surprised. Because we want to free you from this dilemma. Now, some of you might be thinking, hey, man, we got watchmen on the wall of Zion they're supposed to be looking out for. Really? The Bible says in Ezekiel 33, verse 7, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, shall thou hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. So Yahweh is telling his people that he wants us to come out of her, my people. Revelation chapter 18. If ye be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven. And that's where we are, in Babylon. We're in the belly of the beast. That's what America is. We are the problem of the world. We say that we're supposed to be saving the world as a superpower should be. But we're not. We're just going and destroying, overthrowing governments, overthrowing people, brainwashing the entire world just to follow us straight, not to heaven. Yes, you know. At this point, we will take another break just so we can hear from our sponsors.
Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
School of Thought for Successful Living from Dr. Hannah Josue is an interactive and engaging program that will take its audience on a journey of self-discovery on how to navigate everyday life using biblical principles. As a life and business etiquette coach, Dr. Josue has learned that there are many levels to what we call life. Life etiquette is about learning the types of laws that govern the different dimensions of life. Her passion is based in the Word to empower others to learn these laws and to reveal to them how to live their lives and fulfill their purpose. Join Dr. Josue every first and fourth Thursday of every month, beginning March 27, 2014, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the School of Thought for Successful Living on the Power of One Radio.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding. It's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue. There's nothing funny about it. That's why New Start Living, in conjunction with Power of One Ministries, fund Project Cleanup, an effort to help our communities with hygiene baskets for those who are in need. This project runs from the last Saturday in September through the last Saturday in February. Yes, that's during the holiday season, the season of giving. If you would like more information on how to get Project Cleanup in your community, please drop us a line at www.newstartliving@gmail.com or fbp@thepowerofoneministries.us. In these last days before the Savior returns, everybody is going to need help, and that help starts with you.
Well, we thank everybody for coming back and being part of this study that we're studying. Some people might be asking, okay, why do we need to understand all of this?
What is the purpose?
That we understand that we're being brainwashed. We understand that we're being deceived on every hand, left and right. We're seeing everything Well, I'm glad to see that you're awaking out of darkness. Now that you move into the marvelous light, what is the light? What is truth? That's the question Pilate asked Yeshua. How many of us know what is truth? Most of us think we know what truth is. And so, then continuing on in our series, and we start our new series, we will be learning what is health? What does the Bible say about health? Is health important? Should we keep our temples clean? Is our bodies the bodies of Elohim, where he wants to dwell in his spirit? And if we defile the temple of Yahweh, which we were given, what will happen to us? Will we be blessed? Do we just pray over the food and it'll bless no matter if you said it's unclean? Even though he cursed it, you're going to make something he cursed blessed because you pray over it? Do you have that much power? Wow. I mean, what is truth? Are we going to be raptured out of here before the seven last plagues, seven trumpets, seven seals? Have the seven seals, seven trumpets already occurred and we're in the sixth seal waiting for Yahweh to break the clouds of glory? Is there going to be a seven-year tribulation? Has it begun yet, or is it still in the future? Will Yahweh's people be raptured or taken off the planet, even though the word rapture doesn't apply, is not in the Bible at all, by the way? Is that going to happen? All of these fantasies that we've been told, misinterpretations of the scriptures, so that when the time really comes, we will be so discouraged by the lies and the miseducation that we've had, that we will be so discouraged that we will follow anything and anybody, including Lucifer, to the death. So we need to think about this. And so that's the reason why we spent this session this month just going over what is propaganda and so forth, of what is truth. Because now we will be covering now on truth in its unadulterated form and fashion. We will share with you all the different things that deal with the health, with the last day events, with Yahweh's calendar. Okay. And we hope you will get the books and the videos and the charts from the website so that you can study with us. Because if you don't, you know, you're going to just be lost. With lots of charts, books, videos, all different things that you can get to aid you as we study. This is a center. We are a research educational center, okay? We're the people of color training, so we're training you. Training and research center. So our job is to train you and help you learn how to research the truth for yourself. Not take my word or anybody's word, but to search the scriptures for yourself to see if these things be so. And if they are, then hey, tell others and tune on in. If not, then tune us out. But I want you to tune into the truth wherever you might find it. Because the Bible says that on the walls of Zion, we're supposed to give the trumpet a certain sound. So what we are trying to do in conclusion, this radio program, is to enlighten our consciousnesses and understanding of all people. This is not just for black people. This is not just for people of color. This is for all people. Because every race, every creed, every color, and every religion affiliation needs to know the truth. Because only the truth will set you free. This series introduces new terms and concepts of thinking. Going to get you out the old rut that you we find ourselves in. We will be using terms and concepts throughout this series to help you become familiar with some of the original names and terms of the Bible. In the scripture, the title for God is Elohim, not God. That's the European term, you know, central God. This is Elohim. The name of the Father is spelled YHWH, no vowels, just like in the ancient Egyptian text, the hieroglyphic. They would have Kemet, which is spelled K-M-T. No vowels. Okay? So do not take this strange, that this is an African culture, African teaching, African way of thinking, of concepts that we need to try to understand. Not a European. This pronunciation, some call it Yahweh, Yahweh, however people want to pronounce it. Like I said, there's no vowels in it, okay? And it was, and the word cannot be Jehovah because there's no J in the Hebrew language. But people don't tell you that in alphabet. And that Hebrew is not even a Hebrew. Hebrew is a Canaanite dialect. So it's not even a language, it's a dialect. Okay? The name for the Son is Yeshua, not Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. Jesus. We don't worship Zeus here. You didn't know that, did you? Some say it means Yahweh saves. We pray that everyone at least addresses a few major questions in their life. So before we come back, think of these questions. Have answers to them. Like I said, visit the website, pick up some of the books, look at some of the charts, get some of the videos, CDs, materials at www.peopleofcolor1.com. These are the questions that you should be asking in your life. Who am I? That's number one. Who am I? Okay. Don't tell me I'm African-American. Don't tell me I'm a European-American. Don't tell me I'm an American. No. That's not what we ask. Who am I? Who are you in essence? You might not even know. You might not be able to answer these questions, but at least think about it. So that when this is all over, you can make sure you answer these questions. Number two, why am I here? Why am I on the planet? What is my purpose? What am I doing here? Number three, what is my purpose? The most disturbing thing I saw was that my people were being destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's it. Here we go. And that's what miseducation is, that we have been miseducated. And the Bible says that we are being destroyed in our ignorance. Lack of knowledge, being drawn into a net of death. Yeah. It was like an ocean, a net of death, that they are tying this together like fish and being led astray as sheep to the slaughter. And that's what they call us. They say the clergy is supposed to take the sheep to the slaughter. And I said, let them be shared. That's what they're there for. Wolves in sheep's clothing. That's what Yeshua said. Vipers. We're always looking stuff up. It says it's in the book. I ain't making all this stuff. I pray that you can understand and perceive what the scriptures are saying. It seems that we are ready to be put to death by being slain and killed. That's what we know, we're slaying and killing one another. Cutting each other down, shooting each other up, selling them drugs. Oh my goodness, it is so horrendous of what we are doing to ourselves, because we've been miseducated to accept white supremacy and hate black people. Hate yourself. That's why. It's a shame. But there's always a way out. I did not know what to do until I read the scripture, Psalms 24, verse 11 and 12. Sorry, Proverbs 24, verse 11 and 12. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death. That's where we are. We find ourselves, all of us, we're drawn unto death, killing each other by miseducation and propagation of the faith. And those that are ready to slay, if I forbear, if I do not deliver my brother and sister, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not. Does not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul? Does not he know? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? When I read these scriptures, I was a loss for words. As I watch my people sleep on, as if we had no care in the world, as if everything was all right. Would we ever awake out of this deep sleep? When I read the scriptures, Psalms 24, verse 11 and 12, it became clear to me what I must do. And that's what I'm doing. What must I do for my people? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What did it say? My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. And that's what we've been lacking. We've been miseducated, drawn away. And so, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. I also will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget thy children. He said, that's how I see what's going on. This radio show is my last-ditch attempt to awaken us out of sleep. This is one of my many last-ditch efforts. Also, to answer and address these disturbing contradictions and inconsistencies we are faced with today. So, some may say, so what? Big deal. It doesn't matter that the Bible says we are being destroyed for lack of knowledge of Yahweh's words and of Yahweh's law. And that's how some people feel. They say, so what? Big deal. Who cares? Some may even say, we only need Jesus. Jesus, that's all we need. All this talk about studying the Bible to know what is truth and what it says is not important, nor is it required by Jesus. Some do not think that Yeshua ever said to the believers, if we continue studying my word, Yahweh's word, and the Bible, then we will become a disciple of the Messiah. Indeed. In action, in reality. Being a follower of the Messiah means that we will continually study his word. And then we shall know the truth found throughout the Bible. Not study Bible commentary, not study Sabbath school lesson or Sunday school lesson. That's not what he said. Study the word. This can only happen after being equipped with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim. And then the promise is given that the truth will make us free from the deceptions and sin that is plaguing our entire community and world today. Notice what John 8, verse 31 and 32 says. Then says Yeshua to those Jews which believes on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciple indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. Is that what we want? Do we want to be set free? I pray that you want to be set free. That freedom is what you want and what you desire. We pray. This is really part of your thoughts and your mind. Does Yahweh expect us to read the Bible like we read a newspaper or novel? Or does he expect us to study the Bible like we're studying for college classes? You decide. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto Elohim, a worker that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I see multitudes of us in the valley of decision, not knowing how to study. So what will you do? These are the decisions we must make for ourselves. Notice Joel 3:14, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. You make your decision. Yahweh is waiting to hear your results.